Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Opposition to the deportation of West Liberty resident Pascual Pedro Pedro spread into downtown Davenport on Thursday. Protesters chanting "Bring him back" demonstrated outside the Quad Cities offices of U.S. Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley, as well as Representative Marionette Miller Meeks. Alejandro Escobar with the faith-based advocacy group Escucha Mi Voz says they wanted to speak directly with lawmakers.
We asked them to bring the senators. We want to talk to them. Like, if you cannot make a statement or make a decision, then we want to talk to the ones that can, right?
And what did they say?
Make an appointment online with them so you can meet in D.C. with them.
The former West Liberty High School student was deported to Guatemala this week following a routine immigration check in Cedar Rapids. That's despite having no criminal record. The 20-year-old immigrated to the U.S. with his father when he was 13 years old. State Farm is facing criticism from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker over its plans to increase homeowners insurance rates by 27%. It's a rare public rebuke from Pritzker for one of Illinois' largest employers and one of the largest companies headquartered in Illinois. Pritzker accuses State Farm of misleading regulators about why the rate hike is needed. He claims State Farm is shifting out-of-state cost onto Illinois homeowners. The Bloomington-based company denies this and says the real reasons are inflationary pressures on home replacement costs and more frequent severe weather events. Pritzker says that he'll ask the Department of Insurance to take regulatory action against State Farm, and he wants lawmakers to enact a legislative solution during the upcoming veto session. Federal prosecutors want a nearly six-year prison term for a key figure in a long-running conspiracy involving Commonwealth Edison and Illinois' former House Speaker. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Michael McLean was a former ComEd lobbyist and confidant of convicted one-time House Speaker Michael Madigan. In 2023, McLean was convicted of multiple counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy. Prosecutors characterized McLean as Madigan's henchman. They also said McLean helped place Madigan-blessed political cronies in lucrative, no-work ComEd subcontracts to illicitly advance the utility's Springfield agenda. McLean's lawyer said he did not deserve prison time and that he should not pay for the, quote, entire history of political corruption in Illinois. McLean's sentencing is set for July 24th. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Iowa's 2nd District Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says the federal tax and spending bill signed into law last week extends more resources to rural hospitals by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act includes $50 billion earmarked for rural health care, but some estimates say rural hospitals could lose three times that much over the next decade through other changes in the legislation. Hinson, who represents Central and Northeast Iowa, says she referred to Iowa's rural health care financing system as a model when voting for the bill.
I think that very clearly in this bill, we were able to refocus and expand some protections for rural hospitals, providing that targeted funding to rural care, and then giving states the flexibility to support local providers through that process.
The bill also caps the amount states can tax Medicaid providers. These taxes allow states to receive matching funds from the federal government for Medicaid reimbursement, which is important for providers in rural areas to stay open. The University of Iowa is ending its lease on the McBride Nature Recreation Area after more than 60 years. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the university says renewing the lease would be too expensive.
The university has leased the land from the Army Corps of Engineers since the early 1960s. It hasn't paid a single dollar in rent, but is responsible for maintaining the land, which has welcomed countless researchers and members of the community. It's also home to the university's wildlife camps. Brad Friedhoff is the Johnson County Conservation Director.
I think that's the hardest part for everybody is, there's only so many dollars that are being allocated towards conservation efforts. And so having every player at the table you can get is always important. And so we've just lost another player at the table.
A statement from the university said keeping the land would cost $14.8 million up front and an additional $1 million every year for upkeep. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The government bridge and the Rock Island viaduct to Arsenal Island will be closed to vehicle traffic tomorrow for roadway sealing. The Arsenal's public affairs office says between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., the Rock Island gate will be closed and access to the base will be available only at the Moline gate. Pedestrian, railroad, and river navigation will not be affected. This is WVIK News.